If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Testing. Here we go. Here we go. I'm ready to go. Here we go. I'm ready to go. Testing. Are you ready to go? Because we got to wrap. We got to do this quick. We're not. There's no fucking around.
This is the way I like you. Can I take a picture of you right now? Because this is how you should just be.
Look at my hair. Are you kidding me? Don't take a picture. I just woke up.
I know, but it looks good. Come on.
No, it doesn't look good. I look horrible. Dumb glasses. I have a long face. Your coffee is curdling. I'm going to go talk in here while I make a new cup.
I don't know how to do it by myself. I can only just hate others. When left to my own devices, I've gotten nothing.
Talk about governor.
What, governor? Oh, I'm tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. I don't know what the dates are. 20, 21st?
Yeah, I guess.
Because this, you know, people listen to this Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st. I'm at the Brokerage on Long Island. I have no idea where that is.
Belmore,
everybody. Belmore. So put it in your GPS and get out there. It's a good club and it's going to be some fun shows. Some great folks on the lineup tonight. Tim Gage is the master of ceremonies this evening. I always like seeing Tim.
Do you like seeing him?
I do, because I don't know.
He reminds you of the guy you're in love with?
Who's that?
His cousin.
Colin?
Yeah.
Wait, you've accused me of being in love with 2 people already today.
Well, one young.
Christy Stefano, you said I was in
love. One young and one old.
And they're not that different.
So you like young, so you can feel young. You like him because he's young, and you like Colin because he's brilliant, a genius. And you could talk with him. He's, like, smart enough to talk with
like
you.
I'd fuck Christy Stefano and then roll over and do a crossword with Colin Quinn.
That's your dream.
Oh, my God. You're right. It's heaven.
That's your dream. You look kind of pretty. I might fuck you before I play golf today.
Is this how you want to do the podcast?
No.
So dirty.
I might tap that market.
Tap that market.
Tap that market, you know. It's like putting stock in something. You know. Hey, man.
I guess you don't invest that much these days.
Hey, yo, man.
You don't have a lot of equity.
Yo, man, you've been tapping that market? Yeah.
It's not, doesn't take me too long to clean up your equity.
I'm bringing back that saying. I'm bringing back that saying because no one remembers that.
Why? That's a real thing? People used to say tap that market?
I think I made it up.
Oh, now you're, oh my God.
I think I made it up.
Because I didn't hear of it. That's the only reason. You're like, oh, there's
money. I think I made it up. Yo, man, I tapped that market.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. That's going to be huge, as you would say.
Oh, I'm telling you. People are going to go, yo, man, you tapped
that
market.
That's huge. You should call your next CD Huge Humor. Huge Humor.
I'm so far
say
away.
Say Huge
from,
Humor.
I'm, no, I'm so
say
far.
It.
No.
Say it.
I'm so far away from taping it, from making a new CD. I don't know. I probably have, since my last CD, a new 20 minutes. I don't know. But I just haven't concentrated in like a year. I've been taking it easy. Just killing on stage, but I'm just
but
doing
having fun. Having some fun.
I don't
up
know.
There.
I got to really do
they
it
tell
again.
You, they tell you to do that. If you want to be a good comedian, you just have fun up there. So if that's what you're doing, I think you're on the right track. More with Rich Voss and his process right after this. Coming up after these commercial messages.
What the problem is, after doing a roast and shooting an hour special, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just so... so tired. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Of creating. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to take a break from creating.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
I come up with such good ideas all the time. It's like I'm always in the shower. You know what I mean? My brain never stops
doesn't
producing
smell that way.
Insane thoughts. That's funny, that thing that Kate posted on Instagram.
What?
That from our live show. Nailed Bobby and I both in one fell swoop. You were like, you're fat, you have a flat ass, but in a clever way. That was genius.
Yeah, but I hate my dumb laugh as I go through the fucking...
What, you watched it?
Yeah, I wanted to see what she put up
there. Oh, the clip, but not the whole thing.
No.
Sometimes you do like to watch yourself. And
no,
I
hate watching myself because I hate my laugh.
I used to come downstairs and you'd be watching like an old pilot of ours or something. Sitting there watching it. You used to watch. How many times do you think you watched Women Aren't Funny? Thousands
every time
of times.
Every time you come in a room and talk.
You just turn it on. It's the only thing I allow.
No, I'm watching you live. Get it?
Oh, no, I don't get it. I thought
how many
was...
times did you watch Women Aren't Funny? Every time you...
Oh, every time I speak because I'm a woman, I'm not funny.
That was...
You see?
Not
that many people can run the gamut of, like, pure genius and then something as awful as what you just said.
That wasn't awful.
It's bottom of the barrel.
It was clever.
Bottom of
it
the
was
barrel.
It was quick and clever.
It wasn't... It was neither because it made no sense.
Are you crazy? Are you stupid?
Is that like, is that what's, if we ever had a talk show or a reality show?
I guess
show
you are.
I don't know what I'm talking about. That would be like where they do all the promos. What are you, stupid? Then laugh track. There he goes again. That's your To the Moon, Alice. What are you, stupid?
All right, so what's been going on? Well, real
what's
quick.
What's been going on?
Real quick. My Wife Hates Me shirts are going
pretty, oh, my God.
They're going pretty quick. People are ordering them.
I don't understand people get you to sign them. We signed some the other night.
A couple shirts, yeah. I don't like to sign the shirts.
I don't understand. It's like...
Well, a lot of people want to frame them.
It's bizarre to me. Do you.
My Wife Hates Me shirts. You go to PayPal, rich@richboss.com.
Uh-huh.
$30. It's 25. And now I realize why you do pay shipping and handling. Because it costs like $5 to send them. That's why when all these companies go, just shipping and handling, I'm going, oh, those fucking creeps. But, you know. It costs money. So it's $30. You go to PayPal.
And that includes the shipping and handling.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I also throw in a free CD sign.
Ooh.
So you get a
shirt.
That
might be a deal breaker for some people.
The five, they get Rich Voss 5 for free signed. So it's not. It's a pretty good deal. I'll break it down. I'll tell you the truth.
Listen, if I ever am doing a show and I look down and I see My Wife Hates Me t-shirts in there, I am going to fucking annihilate those people.
I fucking pay too much for these shirts. Everybody says you pay too much.
Does everybody? Have you? That's sad that you've been having more than one conversation about it with people.
Well, people that sell shirts, because I never.
Oh, you're just running into people who sell shirts?
Yeah.
Or are you just going up to like people in the street in New York?
No, I go into stores and go, what did you pay for that?
How does this work?
No, comics that sell shirts. I talk to a couple because I never sold shirts. I just sell CDs. I'm creative. But I have two shirts, the My Wife Hates Me shirt and Voss.
Don't wear it around me, people. Drips. Don't you dare.
Or Voss.
Don't you dare.
Or Voss Legend shirt.
Oh, that's a good one, though. If you come to my show in a Voss Legend shirt.
Well, I got to send two out to Jenny.
I'll give you props.
I'm going to send Jenny two, and she doesn't have to pay.
Isn't that nice?
I'm going to send her. I got to get her address.
Get her address? Remember when you wanted to buy
her address.
Lingerie for her?
Not for her.
Now, what did you want to get? Remember we went out for dinner? It was like...
Perfume.
Oh, perfume.
You could buy perfume for a lady. You get a nice bottle of Chanel for somebody, they love it. That's not a bad gift.
I know, but it's intimate.
That's not intimate.
Oh.
A dildo is intimate.
Oh, Richard.
Perfume is not intimate. I'm a texter.
I don't know. I'm not a good. I don't know the rules of gift giving. It seemed. Seemed boyfriend like to give perfume.
What's that?
Or son like. It's either like you're giving perfume to your mom or to your girlfriend or your wife, but to sort of a golf acquaintance. I don't know. She's a little more than a golf acquaintance, Bonnie. Okay? We're friends. Yeah. I bet she only asks you questions about you. Do you ever ask her questions about her?
All the time.
Allie, what's going on with her? She so wants to be on the podcast today. What are you doing? Just texting some folks?
Oh, no.
It's fine. I mean, what do we fucking give a shit?
What are you talking about?
You're just texting people. You're just texting people while you're on the podcast.
You made pretty good coffee this morning. Is that Dunkin' Donuts or Chock Full of Nuts?
It's Dunkin'.
I saw yesterday, because I know we had the Dunkin' Donuts and Chock Full of Nuts, but Maxwell House, the real big ones, were on sale for $10, and I almost bought
one.
Maybe
you should go back to texting. You know what?
What?
This is not better.
I'm saying...
This is not good.
Is that
talking about coffee prices. Listen, so I understand you guys do a podcast. My Wife Hates Me, so hilarious title. What do you talk about? Coffee prices a lot of times. What aisle the coffee's in.
Oh,
and
no.
What brands we're using.
Well, Maxwell House is the best, when it comes to...
It's the guy who doesn't get ironic observations. He's really doing it, folks.
Let me throw out a couple other quick plugs. We haven't had any reads. Like, everybody has tons of reads.
No one likes us. I don't know how come you don't get that. We're not marketable.
Are you very marketable?
We're very marketable.
A husband and a wife talking about a product.
Look at Natasha and Moshi. They've been married like a millisecond. People are like, hey, let's get them a honeymoon special on Netflix. We've been fucking slogging it out for 14 fucking years. People are like, is there any married comedians that we can promote? Is there anyone out there doing this?
Well, they're funny. I like them.
I'm not disparaging them, and I can't wait to watch their special because I like them both so much. But I'm just saying, it's like... Some people the industry likes and some people the industry doesn't like.
Here's the thing.
We just have to come.
What did I say about...
We have to be okay with it. This is who we are and we're not changing. Keep your goddamn fucking reads. We don't care. You know why? Because we have the people and we have Patreon and we don't fucking need you. The people out there, the drips, they get it. They like it.
That's so corny. Okay, I gotta go.
That's the best thing we ever did.
Remember the first time?
And that was just because we ripped off Jay.
What did I say about Natasha when I first saw her? When we were sitting in bed.
We weren't in bed. How are you remembering it like that? We were watching that TV right there.
No.
She was on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, but we were laying down in bed watching her.
No. I was standing right there. I just remember.
We never watched The Tonight Show downstairs.
I don't know why we did. I'm telling you.
Okay, well, does it matter where we were?
No, it doesn't matter. And you're right to say that.
What did I say?
You said, I hate to break it to you. She's going to be famous. But she was already a friend of mine, so I never understood why you said, I hate to break it to you.
I'm just saying, because I could see, I know people, I know.
You get it.
I get it. So I've always been a fan of hers. I met Moshe a couple of times. I worked with him in San Francisco. He opened for me back in the day. And
wait, wasn't I on that show too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't remember him at all from that.
I do. Nice kid.
Was he nice to us?
Yeah, very nice. Nice guy. You know, and so, and then we had that dinner that time with them. I like him. I mean, I've known her, you know, way longer or more. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say this.
Okay.
And I'm sure their special is great, but we're funnier. I'm going to say it. I don't want to break the news. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to start any conflict.
There's only one way, as you know, to settle it.
Tennis.
Tennis match.
We'll play him in tennis.
You hear that, Natasha and Moshe?
We already, the other two already.
Like, they'll probably come in full tennis gear.
Well, but already Tom and Christina.
They won't do it.
They're scared. They're scared to play us in tennis.
I was going to say running scared. They're walking scared.
They're scared. And now I'm sure Natasha and Moshe are going to be scared to play us in tennis. Well, that's all right.
It's fine. You know what? Boom.
Boom. We go down as the funniest comedy couple in the business.
That's right.
I think Rogan.
No takers.
I think Rogan even said we were.
He changed his mind.
He changed his mind, I think.
Oh, wow. Tom and Christina moving into the number three slot. We're number two, Natasha and Moshe, at number one with their Netflix special.
But bottom line is, and I'm a fan. I've never met Christina. I met Tom a couple times. I did radio. Nice guy. I liked him. I like Natasha. I like them all, except even in LA. I never met Christina. But we're...
She's nice. She's really nice.
How do you know?
I've met her a couple times.
Where you meet her?
At shows in LA.
Oh, okay. But the bottom line is we're the funniest comedy couple. Separately, we're the funniest comics. Easily, hands down. And it's not taken away from them.
Hey, they're
all.
Doing, listen.
They're good, you know, they're
listen,
doing
when
great.
When you're into this rarefied air of hilarity, it's like there's enough room for, yes, we're the funniest, but they're still up there. They're still very high.
No, on a 1 to 10 scale, they're 10s.
We just go to 11.
We're just at a hot, we're just at a different 10.
This
we've
is
been
the most
at,
we've ever gotten along.
This is, here's
we're
the thing.
We're talking about how much funnier we are than other comedy
well,
couples.
I'm just saying, we've been 10s for so long, and they're just newly 10s. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you try to talk to us in 14 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now.
At fucking newlywed specials going, huh?
Now, if Natasha and Moshe were to go to war with Tom and Christina, I might have to... I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. If a physical war, I'm going to have to stick with Natasha and Moshe.
What? In a physical war? Like...
Well, because...
Beating up?
Well, no, just some whatever.
If there's any kind of wrestling situation going on...
Well, no,
Then Tom and Christina have it hands down.
No, I'm not talking physical. If they went to a verbal war and the people go...
Moshe would run. He would just not even... He'd, like, do a couple kicks and then just run.
No, I'm not talking physical. Because if it was physical, Natasha can easily get on Moshe's back and jump like those wrestlers do on the other people. But I'm not talking physical.
They're too classy for that shit.
Yeah, they are. So, but I'm going to have to go with Natasha and Moshe because I've known them longer and I know them more. Now... I don't know. I hope it doesn't come down to anything between those two couples, because they're scared of us, you know. They're scared of, like, listen, what if like Mochy played tennis in college or something? He seems like the kind of guy that would have played tennis.
Oh my God, you're so right. Like Natasha's like, I was seated 19 at one point.
Yeah, they seem like they have a tennis court in the back of their house.
Right. Oh my God, you're right. They probably do. Why, we play tennis every morning from 7 until 10. No, they would show up in full, like, Wimbledon gear.
Yeah, and they would bring their coach with them.
Yeah, they'd bring a coach. They'd bring the ref and the chair.
They have that.
Yeah, they just like
we go. Where do you
show up in a limo?
We'd say
wonderful. We love tennis.
No, we'd go to Natasha. So where do you guys want to play us in tennis? And they go, well, at our house.
You know, and then Christine and Tom, they show up with hockey sticks. They're like, what?
Well, no, what would happen if we played Natasha and Mochy in tennis? It would be in, like, their backyard. They'd have a tennis court. And up top, they would have a deck. And there would be people there, like, drinking.
And cheering. And yeah.
Yeah, but the people would be dressed in, like, country club. No, you know what?
The thing that, honestly, I think might be the case is that they're like, how about badminton?
Badminton?
Yeah. They're like, they've never graduated to tennis.
Yeah, I
they
can see
they do seem
that.
Like badminton people.
Yes, but they probably dress as, like, early 1900s or,
yes,
or 1940. Like, they dress like slave owners.
Like, I see him playing tennis in almost like a full white linen suit.
Yes, but with suspenders.
Yes.
With suspenders. And he walks to the badminton court with a pipe.
Yeah.
With a pipe.
Oh, are we ready to get going?
And he lights his pipe.
We brought a silver dollar to do the coin toss.
So, yeah, they probably have they also have a tennis court besides their badminton court. So, I don't care.
And then, like, I see Christina sort of showing up in a bathing suit. Like, I see them as being a little more, like, they got the barbecue.
Yeah, Tom.
They're, like, eating in between sets, you know.
Yeah.
Some meat, some kind of.
They would have barbecue, brisket or beef.
Yeah.
Not even brisket, because they're not, I don't think they're classy enough for brisket. They would have, like, barbecue. They'd have a pig.
They don't drink water. They drink, like, beer as they're playing, right?
Yeah.
They're just crushing beer cans and throwing them.
Yeah. It'd be a totally different, mm-hmm. you know, environment playing playing Natasha and Mochy would be like a scene from the movie Ragtime.
Yeah.
You know, and then playing those two would be like a scene from Coal Miner's Daughter.
Right.
You know, well, either way, we'll play.
What are we?
What are we? We're just, you know what we are?
We're the regs.
We're regular people. Mm-hmm. We're people of the people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We can get along. We could fraud our way through any conversation with anybody, you know?
No, we can't. And the fact that you think that you can't, that's part of your problem.
What are you
I just realized.
Did you?
Because you're always like, that is something you think you can do, isn't it?
What can I do? If I'm talking to doctors, you know how much shit I know about doctors? Because I go all the time and about health. So I could talk to lawyers. You don't think?
No,
I know.
But you act like you know stuff. You're not like, listen, I don't know anything, but is this a thing or whatever?
No, I know.
You'll just tell them what you, and you don't think, like, imagine if somebody was like a comedy fan and he started telling you about comedy. Wouldn't you be like, why would you tell? I know everything about comedy.
Yeah. But when you're talking
do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Do you understand the correlation I'm making?
No, because when you're talking to a doctor, you might be talking to like a what do you call it? A urologist that just works on, you know, lower stomach.
Oh, so you're going to maybe what tell if I'm him
talking
about...
To him, what if I'm talking to him about, you know...
The spine?
You know, orthopedic stuff you know...
Look at how long it takes you to come up with a even mildly medical term. Okay? And you're like, oh, I could definitely. You don't think they know a little more out of their...
Yeah, they do.
We're specialty? Probably. I think they do.
Well, just like it might be.
And you don't realize you sound like an idiot, and they're just being polite by not saying, like, hey, dude, you sound like an idiot. So you walk away thinking you got one over on people. You didn't.
This is the problem. This is why I don't want to play tennis against those people, because if we start losing, you'll blame it on me, and you'll just turn. Because you have no loyalty whatsoever, okay?
I'm trying to make you a better person and see yourself. Because you just said something that was like, it clicked in me. It's like, oh, he does. See, sometimes I don't know if you're joking or not joking or doing stuff to be whatever. But you just said, we can talk to anybody. You said it in full sincerity.
Oh, yeah, we can.
So I don't think that about myself at all in any way. I can barely talk to anyone. That's how I see myself. So don't include me in your statement.
Don't act like you don't. If I was having dinner with lawyers, I don't know as much about law, but I know enough. I've seen, you know, like so many TV shows where I know enough stuff about, you know, cops and profiling and law. I've seen enough stuff where... You know, I watched a whole series.
I don't see. Now you're being stupid.
No, I'm not.
But
being
before
stupid.
You were sincere.
No, I am sincere.
No,
yes.
No, you can't possibly believe that you don't sound like an idiot by like I watched the whole. I watched 17 seasons of Law and Order, so obviously I could talk to these people.
I watched every season of The Blacklist. Everyone. Okay. In like 2 months. 5 seasons.
Well, that's like 7 years of law school. So I guess that's equal to
What don't I know about addiction? Huh?
What don't I know about addiction? It didn't have anything to do with lawyers. What does addiction have to do with lawyers?
What if I'm sitting with counselors?
You said I can talk to anyone about anything. It wasn't like I can talk to lawyers or addiction specialists. Now you're going to like, what don't I know about addiction? Yeah. You're so insane.
What if I sat with a fucking radio?
What are you, stupid?
Yeah.
We need a thing that's like a laugh track.
Okay. What if I sit with golfers? What if I sit with crack addicts or fucking.
Well, I guess you got it all covered. I guess you're right. You can talk to anyone.
I sit with prisoners.
Yeah.
You know.
Why, see, you were in prison?
No, but I know a lot about prison.
Oh, but you watched The Wire?
No, I read a lot of books. I read The Hot House, which was about Leavenworth Prison. I've watched a lot of documentaries. The Oz, I saw every season of Oz. So, I'm just saying, I could talk about anything.
You're being silly.
You pretend you're a specialist, and I'll have a conversation with you about whatever you're a specialist.
You know, I'm sure that if you thought about it for a minute, you'd figure out why that won't work.
Chris just fucking texted me. Let me text him back.
Uh-oh, folks.
Uh-oh.
This is real life right here, man. When you're just having a conversation with your husband, he'll just pick up the phone and text somebody. So that's just how it is.
He wants me.
Oh, honey, you're back.
Also.
Okay, no, I'm saying I can't pretend to be a specialist and you ask me questions because I don't know if you're right or not.
Ask me about anything.
I won't be able to determine. That's what I'm saying. An expert actually would pretty easily be able to determine you're an idiot.
Pretend you're a therapist. You could ask me stuff. I know a lot about therapy.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Let's continue on.
Chris said you got the sides.
I didn't get them.
But it doesn't matter. My outbox isn't working. I mean, I have to do it on your phone. Let's see how big they are. Let's see the sides. See if you got them.
Well, he doesn't do it on my computer, but I didn't get them.
How can you do it on your computer? How can you videotape on your computer? And send it. You can do it on your computer.
Yes.
You can videotape on your computer.
100%.
Oh, I know that. Did you get them?
No.
Did you check your email?
Well, how would I know I didn't get them if I didn't check my email? I just guess. I feel like it's not that.
These people want me to audition for something. They keep bothering me.
Oh, do they bother you?
Not bothering me. They're saying,
oh, is that what it is? Oh, why doesn't anybody ask me to be in the show?
Yes, be in it without auditioning.
Oh, my God.
It's a fucking sketch. It's not like, you know.
Well, I think that would be wonderful if they just asked you, but.
Yes. Just ask me.
Are we done?
No. We're only at 27 minutes.
Well, I'm so sick of talking to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of person are you? You're just like a psychopath. Do you have more than one personality?
Yes. Who are you, say?
How many personalities?
I don't know.
How many personalities? You haven't done impressions in a while.
You know what? Sometimes people are mean about it.
What do you mean? They don't like your impressions?
They act like I don't know how to do it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I'm so spot on.
You nail.
And also, I don't want SNL hearing it and wanting me to come audition for the show. Just give it to me.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard the impressions. He says, I thought the thumbs up meant a confirmation just sent again.
If it's too many lines, I'm not going to have time to learn.
I still did not.
What? Oh. Why are they so worried about this? Just give me the fucking part. I don't have time.
Oh, boy. It's.
What?
I didn't get it again. It's so weird.
What? It's the man one role. I don't know. I'll check it out after the podcast. But I got to go, too. I got plans. I got shit to do.
Yeah, we all do. I got up this early this morning, and I was already worked out, so.
I was up at 6:30 trying to fix my fucking computer, my mail, my outgoing mail. Look who came back wagging her tail. You know she's shit upstairs. I guarantee.
Oh, you're so cute.
I had a dream last night that we were doing a show in our house, and she shit right in the doorway. And all the people are getting ready to come in. And I had to clean it up. This fucking dog shits everywhere.
Aww.
And I don't know why we were doing a show in our house.
What do you mean?
I don't know. We were doing a comedy
show. Oh, in the dream.
Yes. Who could this be from Missouri?
Okay.
Hello? About. Hold on.
Press 9 to pass on this offer and be removed.
Pass on
okay.
The offer.
Hold on.
Be removed.
Your call is being transferred with no wait time.
How exciting is this podcast for people?
Hold on.
This is like a slice of life.
Hi, it's Jamiroquai Loan Services. What? Are you interested in lowering your loan payment? I want to forgive this plan.
I've never had a student loan in my life. I've never went to school. You might have the wrong number. She hung up on me.
What?
They hung up without even saying anything.
Wait, what happened? What'd you say?
They were trying to lower my student loan. I don't have a student loan.
Oh, then she's
well,
like...
Well, I co-signed a student loan for my daughter. But, like, I get all
okay,
the...
so now I got it, but look...
What?
Nothing came up.
What do you mean?
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go.
See, it's man number one. See how big it is. What? I can't see it. Let me see right here. Man number one.
Rich Voss auditioning for man number one. Just do one line from it.
I always wanted to try yogurt. Wait, let me see. Oh, okay, there. My glasses. I got my glasses on. I always wanted to try yogurt, but it just didn't seem like it was for someone like me. You know, a man.
Oh. Boy, when they need a man... One, they
then
call you.
Then I heard
you.
About yogurt for men.
Okay, they don't do anymore. You're giving it away. Sounds fun. Okay, come on.
There's too much.
Concentrate.
There's too much.
Well, just read it. Just read it.
What do you mean, read it?
Just read it. Read it. You get... da-da-da-da-da.
They'll see me reading it.
Who gives a shit? They don't think you just memorized it in 10 minutes. They're just... Listen, when you're casting someone, Stop it, Allie. You think that your thing is so funny anyway. And, you know, you just want somebody to come in and not fuck it up.
Oh. Why is she barking? Because she went poop upstairs, I'm telling you.
What you do?
All right. Bonnie walked away, so now, again, I've got to handle this by myself.
Sorry.
Which I can do. I can do. There's no problem. I just got back from working the Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas, the new club at the Rio. Unbelievable how much fun it was. What a great club. They, and, you know, the other club I worked there is a great club, too.
No, she didn't.
You got to look around because it blends in with the floor because we have brown floors.
She didn't.
All right. I was saying how nice the Comedy Cellar is in Vegas.
Oh, let's talk about the Levy thing. The Vigna Fana.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. And coming home, I was upgraded to first class, finally. Finally, after all these fucking years. And the seat didn't recline. How can you complain when you're upgraded? You can't really complain because they're giving you a free fucking... But it was like just sitting back there with the common folk. My seat didn't recline. All right. Anyhow.
Well, that's a good story.
Well, I was just killing time. I wanted to say how fun the Comedy Cellar was at the Rio.
I think that's important to kill time during your podcast. That's what we do a lot. Like, okay, 1 hour of killing time. Here we go.
What are you picking your nose for?
I got something itchy in there.
Yeah, it's called a booger. Stop. Did you see that on Facebook? The girl sitting on the subway, picking her nose and eating it nonstop?
No.
Yeah, someone was filming. She kept picking it. She's reading a book. She's picking it, and then she goes like that. She must have did it 10 times.
Ew.
Like it was nice. It had to be in Europe because those people are gross.
Oops.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
They do that kind of shit.
Shout out to all our European listeners.
How come I didn't get to? I saw on Facebook this thing. It's like a vacuum for your face to clean blackheads.
And you
all
ordered
that.
It and you didn't get it?
I didn't get it yet.
Uh-uh.
You know what I'm talking about? Uh-uh. Have you seen it on Facebook?
No, I don't. I didn't mean. It doesn't think I need it, I guess. Because it doesn't.
I don't.
But there's so many
products.
Things on Instagram that I'm like, oh, I want that.
Like what?
I mean, just almost everything that they put up. How do they know? How do they know I'm a vegan?
Because you're so aggravating. I can't think of anything funny. So we did a fundraiser for a comic, Bob Levy, Tuesday night at Distress Factory. Sold out. Lineup was I hosted it. Florentine and his son, Norton, Colin Quinn, Bonnie,
Vinny,
Artie Lang.
No, wait, you missed one.
Oh, Vinny's daughter.
Allie Mae.
The audience was amazing. I've never seen an audience. They weren't mean at all. Like, and there were so many radio fans from Stern, from ONA, from Norton. There were Colin fans, there were Voss fans, there were Bonnie fans. Like, there was not one mean, you know what I mean? Usually when you do 300 people or...
What do you mean mean? Like,
you know,
yelling out?
Heckling or saying something stupid. I mean, some yelled for me to take my shirt off, but... So I hosted it. What is... Just give her some fucking turkey and shut that dumb dog up.
Oh, my God.
You know. She pees on a pad, which should have been taught to go outside. And we reward her for peeing on the pad. Give her turkey. She thinks, oh, look at me. I peed on the pad. Well, that's not even the right... Whatever.
How do you not get love out of this? Like,
she's a cute dog. Yes, very cute.
She's
cute, but she is.
And she's so funny.
Stupid as a box of nails, but she's cute. I'm not gonna say she's not cute.
You get more out of her than like. Okay, so you have to clean up poop every once in a while. It's like
I've had to put in new wooden floors. It cost me $5,000.
That was when we were training her.
We never trained her.
She's trained.
You put her. Metal box, or whatever you call that. Her crate outside. Like, I'm not even using it anymore. So the audience was amazing. They were so into the show. I went up, I opened, I did okay. All right, I slaughtered up front.
Oh, my God.
How fucking hard did I kill?
You couldn't even wait 1 second for me to jump in.
How hard did I kill right up front?
You did great. I was very happy for you.
On the whole show, out of everybody, I did the best.
Okay.
You got to admit that.
I mean, I wasn't paying that much attention to it. I didn't have some kind of, like, inner, like, scale going, like, well, oh, he's killing.
But every time I went back on, in between comics, like, see, because I've hosted so many big shows. I hosted the O&A Virus Tour. I hosted all the Patrice Benefits. I hosted Woodstock 99. I know what to do.
This is, like, it's hard for me to get behind. Like, when you're...
Well, you're supposed to agree because you know.
I know, but when you're talking so highly of yourself, like, well, my personality is to take the opposite.
No, but you got
to... And also, if I were to be like, Rich, you are literally the greatest comedian on earth.
Not the greatest.
Oh, there you go. See, it's like...
Well, I'm not as funny as Stanhope.
But if I said you're not as funny as Stanhope, you would argue the other side of that, too?
No.
Okay, you're not as funny as Stanhope.
I could do better crowd work.
Okay. I mean, can he just talk to anybody?
Yeah,
the way that you can.
I think he's as smart as I am. I think he's a smart guy.
Stanhope's as smart as you.
Oh, I think he's smart.
Listen to that, Doug. Doug Stanhope, Rich Voss thinks you may be as smart as him.
No, I got to say he's.
Whoa, that is.
I think he's smarter, and like you ever read.
Put that pin in your pocket. What's the saying?
I don't know.
Bun in your bonnet. Your bin in your bat.
You ever read some of his blogs? The guy is pretty brilliant. I'm not going to lie.
But. As brilliant as you?
Well, there's different brilliance. Like his, you know, vocabulary and his writing and his is way better than mine. But, you know, I know a lot of different things.
But where do you, wait, that's, okay, he's good at.
He's great at.
He's great at writing and original ideas. Yes. And, vocabulary.
Unbelievable.
He's unbelievable with vocabulary.
He's a
wordsmith.
Wordsmith.
You couldn't even come up with that one. That's how much better he is than you are. But then you take it. You get extra points on the...
On what?
I don't know.
On the stuff I'm good at.
Oh, just on other stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
So, well, I'm just saying.
Doug Stanhope winning in the one category of writing and vocabulary. Rich Voss winning in other stuff. And what is...
And by one? I can't do it by one.
Okay, then don't do it.
Can't by one. Can't by one. I'm going to say I'm headed to the dentist. No. Headed to the doctor.
They'll believe that. Now he'll never... Like, he just spent hours...
I told him right from the beginning.
Emailing it 10 times.
No, I can't buy one.
All right, folks, just take a little break.
Well, here, I'll send this to him in a... We got 4 more minutes. What can I do? Can I... No, look at my hair. Everything about me is a fucking mess. I can't buy one. I got to leave here at 11:30. You know, I told him I didn't want to do it from the beginning. So why did he press the issue? You know what I mean? I said, I don't want to do it.
You were kind of flip-flopping even with me, so I'm sure
you
were flip-flopping.
No, but right from the beginning when he texted, I said, no, I can't do it tomorrow. I can't audition. You know, they're shooting Monday or Tuesday.
Well, he's trying to, that's what his job is. He's trying to get you something.
But I said no to it. If there was something I cared about, I don't care about it.
Well,
I mean, it's big. It's something good.
You could say no to anything you want. I'm just saying he...
Well, I'm not going against him. I think he's...
You keep going. I said no from the beginning.
Yeah, but now they're pressuring me.
No, well, there's no pressure. Who cares then? If you want to say no, just say no, thank you. You don't have to, like, make it a drama.
Well, he's going, now it's got to be done by one. Like,
no, he always said it had to be done by one. And, in fact, I told you that last night. He texted it to me, and he said, this has to be in by one.
Oh, he never texted that to me.
Well, I said it to you last night, because I said, I'm going to get up, go to the gym, then come back, walk the dog, we'll do the podcast. I have a, I have to do a radio interview at 11:30. All
right, let's see if I can do
and
this.
And you have to have this thing done by one.
Let me see if we can do it in 15 minutes. We'll wrap this podcast up. I'll just put a hat on and sit here like this.
Well, why don't I do the radio interview and then...
No, because I'm leaving at 11:30, so it's 11 now.
All right.
So, we'll...
Why don't you do it on the podcast? We'll do it as the Patreon podcast.
No.
The actual audition.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
We gotta go.
Got a lot of stuff to do.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.